poop, feeling miserable, bloated, trying to drink fluids, but you still can't go. You probably hear the word fiber almost as often as you do protein. You need action now in more than one way, right? Let's get to the specific fiber foods that you can add to your diet right now to help you poop. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for an easy-to-swallow multivitamin that also smells good instead of vitamin-y? Check out the once-a-day easy-to-swallow tablet from ProCare Health with new scentserts. The orange scent inside the bottle makes supplements not only smell better, but taste better, too. It's a whole new way to experience your once-daily vitamin. Visit ProCareNow.com and use code Susan10 to save 10%.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian nutritionist Dr. Susan Mitchell, ex-radio dietitian term podcaster. You're listening to the Bariatric Surgery Success Podcast, episode number 162. Frustrated with all the confusion and the misinformation when it comes to nutrition, online especially, it's particularly your bariatric nutrition. Well, they tell you, eat this food. No, don't eat that food. Try fasting. Try the keto diet. Maybe just reset your pouch. Heck, it's enough to make you throw your hands up and shout, you know, help me. I don't know what to do. Well, I do. I know what to do. It matters where you get your nutrition information. When it comes to bariatric surgery, nutrition is specific. So let's cut through the nonsense. Let's get the accurate information that you want now. Simple, actionable steps that work so you can get out there every day and live your best life. And really, that's why I created Bariatric Surgery Success for you. So you're in the right place. I'm so glad you're listening. Hey, and if you love the podcast, would you write me a great review on Apple Podcasts? I would really appreciate it. Okay, hey, what's for dinner tonight? Do you need some quick ideas? I'm a big fan of sheet pan dinners. I make them often using shrimp, chicken, salmon. You can try some easy sheet pan dinners if you want. I'll put the link to the freebie in the show notes. Just grab it there. So you feel blocked up, you know, like there's a cement block in your colon. What a pain. Literally, constipation can be after bariatric surgery. Really, anytime. It doesn't matter, right? The dynamic duo that assists you to have a bowel movement are fluids and fiber. Fluids and fiber. So as a reminder, fiber helps relieve constipation because it helps soften, move along, and increase your stool frequency. Don't you love it that I talk a lot about poop? But I know this is a big deal from my Facebook group. I hear about it a lot. Your typical fiber goals range from 25 to 30 grams a day, or about 15 grams for every 800 to 1,000 calories that you eat. But bariatric surgery does what? It reduces your ability to consume a large amount of calories and a large amount of fiber-containing foods. So you already know that it can be challenging to get enough fiber day to day. So let's review first. Two types of fiber. Do you remember what they are? Soluble and insoluble. So soluble fiber absorbs water. It helps to form a more gel-like consistency, which then softens the stool. But another benefit of soluble fiber is that it acts like a sponge. It helps to lower blood cholesterol and blood glucose. So both are important in lowering the risk for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So you're getting several benefits here. The second type of fiber, insoluble, moves through your digestive tract without breaking down or remaining, or so it remains what we refer to as intact. It didn't break down. So this fiber builds a bulkier stool. It increases how often you poop, and it makes it easier to poop, something that really matters if you're in a lot of pain and you just can't go. So ideally, you want a mix of both soluble and insoluble from food, as together they help reduce those undesirable symptoms of bloating, gas, constipation, and just feeling like you're plugged up. So some of your foods have both types of fiber. Again, that's soluble and insoluble. Many of your veggies have more insoluble. So they help prevent constipation. So once you get through this bout of constipation, having more veggies in your diet and more fruits and fruit skin, for example, will help prevent constipation. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that avocados have both types of fiber? A third of an avocado, a third, contains 4.5 grams of mostly insoluble fiber. So adding some avocado in can be beneficial. Don't miss this tip. Okay. Don't miss this. Important. Start by adding your high fiber foods slowly. Why? Because if you add it quickly, you're going to get a lot of bloating and a lot of gas, which you don't want. And as you add these foods with fiber, you have to increase what at the same time? I know you know, because we talk about it. Increase fluids. So fiber and fluids, remember, they're teammates. You want fiber without fluid is going to make that concrete block in the colon that we're talking about. And you're going to be texting and calling me going, I feel awful. So fiber and fluids. Add your fiber slowly. If you spread it throughout the day, that's even better. So you give the body time to use it, less gas, less bloating, and we'll start to work on the constipation. So no loading up on fiber, one meal, try to spread it out. So many good choices, many, many good choices of high fiber foods. But let's look at seven that I like that work to help you poop. So let's start with number one, pears. One medium pear has about 5.5 grams of fiber. So a smaller portion of a pear is still going to have significant fiber. Plus a pear has both insoluble and soluble fiber. The insoluble fiber is found in the skin of the pear, and the soluble fiber is found in the flesh. Number two, right along the line of pears, apples. You know that old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, in this case, an apple a day is going to help keep constipation away. So one medium apple has about 4 grams of fiber. So like pears, the apple skin has the insoluble fiber, and the pectin, a form of soluble fiber, is found in the flesh. So apples, pears. Number three, kiwis. Oh, I love kiwis. Do you? One kiwi, and they're not very big at all, 2 grams of fiber. And yes, I get asked this a lot. You can eat the skin if you don't mind the fuzziness, not a problem. You can eat the skin. Just be sure that you wash it first, just like you would an apple or a pear. All right. Number four, nuts and seeds. And you're probably thinking, really? Help me poop? Absolutely. First of all, they provide magnesium, which has what's known as an osmotic laxative effect. And you're thinking of what? An osmotic laxative effect. Now, from a science standpoint, what this means is that the magnesium in the nuts and the seeds pulls water into the intestines, which softens your stool and keeps them moving along. So also magnesium relaxes intestinal muscles, which helps the intestinal contents to move along towards the exit. Okay. So if you think about it, both of these benefits are why magnesium is a primary ingredient in a lot of over-the-counter laxatives. But you can get this benefit from foods, especially those nuts and seeds. Number five, figs and prunes. So a quarter of a cup, not much at all, of dried figs contains 4 grams of fiber. Prunes, also known as what? Dried plums. That's their foo-foo name. Are very close to figs and contain about 3 grams of fiber per 1/4 cup. So here's the remember on this one. Remember that dried fruits, they have the water removed, so they're higher in calories and they're higher in their natural sugar, right? So this one, you have to be more aware of the portion sizes of dried fruits. Keep that in mind. Number six, Brussels sprouts. Just 5 of these little babies, just 5, 3.5 grams of fiber. Okay. If you're thinking, not a fan. Have you ever roasted them? If you roast them at about 400 degrees, tiny bit of EVOO, even a little bit of a vinegar added to them, they're going to caramelize and they taste totally different. So give those a try. It's very nice. I think you'll like them, especially if you're thinking, no way, roast them. Number seven and final one, beans, peas, and lentils. Get this, 1 cup cooked black beans contain, don't miss it, a whopping 15 grams of fiber. So you can see that a smaller portion is still very significant. A half a cup of cooked lentils, 8 grams of fiber. Here's another important reminder. Anytime you add more fiber to your diet, what did we just say? Just don't want you to remember. So remember, or mention it one more time. Water and other liquids have to increase at the same time so your digestive system doesn't feel backed up. Okay. Together, fiber, foods, fluids got to go together. So here's what I want you to do. Starting right now, if you're plugged up, if you're multitasking, come in here and listen a minute, because if you're miserable, this is really important. Go back over these 7 foods. Decide which ones you want to start adding to your bariatric plate. If you feel severely constipated, consider starting with beans and lentils. They have a big bang for the buck, right? As we just said, 15 grams a cup, about 8 grams, a half of a cup, so more in your portion range, along with the fluid, then add in others slowly, depending on your caloric needs, depending on your calorie levels. But it can start to make a difference. Now, one time, this is going to work. You're going to have to probably add beans every day for a while, add the other foods that we're talking about in this list. But if you just do this over the long haul, once you get past the constipation, this will help prevent you feeling like this again. And that's what you really want, is to feel good every single day. So one more big advantage too, that fiber from food has, is that fiber foods deliver that fiber. Yep. Flavor. Yes. Lots of vitamins and minerals also, plus antioxidants, plus phytochemicals, all that help fight disease and let you live your best life. Because remember, you are worth it.
Bariatric Surgery Success with Dietitian Dr. Susan Mitchell is produced and owned by Practicalories LLC. All rights reserved. Remember, the content provided on this podcast is for information purposes only and doesn't create a patient-provider relationship. It's intended to provide reference material and is not designed to provide medical advice. Please consult your healthcare provider regarding any medical issues you have relating to symptoms, conditions, diseases, diagnosis, treatments, and side effects. Podcast guests express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, which do not necessarily reflect or agree with the host, Dr. Susan Mitchell, or Practicalories LLC.